This is a moment of truth where I feel like you died. All of my moments with you made me feel like I had someone by my side. All of my days, all of my nights, it was just for you, baby. But to my surprise, I lost the fight. And now it's just me here, baby. And I've been hoping and wishing and praying and saying that this here was real. There is no question, no wonder, confusion or doubt in the way that I feel. Here on cloud nine, the wind is fine. The reality hit me. A moment in time. Beautiful sight. Yeah, they all helped me.
Oh, yeah, I got caught up. Broke my heart.
My baby, then right I was down. All of my days, all of my nights, they were here for you, baby. But it was me who lost the fight. And yeah, it's driving me crazy.
This is the moment that you tell the truth. Break my heart, hold your breath, let love die. There's no more can I come through, can't be cool. Broke the rules, of tears in my eyes.
You had my love in no disguise. And it was all for you, baby.
Yo, what's up? It's your girl, Betty Rock. Hit me up on Twitter at Betty Rock, BTTYROC. And make sure you check out the About That video on YouTube. You in there rocking with
Nikki Reed.
You are now tuned to the hottest show on the internet. The Nikki Reed Show.
All right, welcome to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. We are broadcasting live all the way from North Carolina to L.A. and worldwide. We are also broadcasting on 98.2 The Beat, L.A. You can catch us also at mixshowblast.com. You can go to starforcehiphop.com as well, and our official website, nikkirichshow.com. And you can catch all the Nikki Rich Show guests at nikkirichshow.com. And if you want to listen to our archives, our past shows, we do have our podcast. You know, you can go to iTunes and search The Nikki Rich Show, and you can download The Nikki Rich Show. And you can find all our episodes from this year, this past year, and I'm telling you, we have really had some hot guests. And everybody follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, and that's MSNIKKIRICH. And if you want to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show, all you got to do is email us, NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. But we're excited tonight because it's an awesome night. We have awesome guests in the house, and I am pumped. We're going to begin with Michael Keith of 112, and we're going to come in next is June Archer, and we're going to end it with the real Mama D from VH1's Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. So it's going to be an awesome night, and I'm looking forward to speaking with our guests tonight, and it's time to get it started, y'all. And I want you to tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody that the Nikki Rich Show is on air, that you can call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749. But with no further ado, we have our first guest in the house, and we would like to welcome Grammy Award-winning Michael Keith to the Nikki Rich Show. Welcome.
Hey, Nikki, how are you?
I am good. I'm good. Glad you're on here tonight.
I am so glad to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show. It is very enlightening, and you are just an inspiration. I just feel your energy from far away from Atlanta. So, you know, I feel real good about this interview.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And I know you've been really working hard, and you're inspiring to me because you have a Grammy. So,
that's awesome.
And, I mean, that's awesome in itself, and you've just been working hard. So we definitely had to have you on because I know you are motivating out there, people out there. I mean, because I really been watching your movement, and we're excited to talk about, you know, I'm Just Man.
Yeah. So I'm very excited about it. You know, for those that do not know, I'm Just Saying is basically the name of my column, which I've been writing mm-hmm. for various magazines, but for the most part, we're looking for a home, and I think that we're close. I don't want to really put it out there yet until I'm 100.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my motto. Like until I'm 100% sure. But there is some major players in play that really are interested in the column. They really like what I'm saying and what I'm about, and you know the type of message that I'm delivering. So with God on my side, hopefully I will be able to get this into a major more mainstream kind of venture. You know, so I'm excited about it right now.
And you know what? You're speaking it right now. You're speaking it into existence, and it's happening. So it's going to happen.
Yes, it is. I'm very, God has brought me too far, to let me down now. So, you know, I'm really in a good spot right now with the column. I definitely love the feedback. Please continue to feed, give me feedback and give me energy and, let me know what you're thinking, what you're feeling, because, like I always say, I don't profess to be the most intelligent person on the planet, nor do I profess to be somebody with a lot of knowledge. What I'm giving you, as far as my column is concerned, my perspective on what I see when it comes to love and relationships, I've been thinking about love and relationships for the better part of 15 years. So what I'm doing is taking that same experiences and same, advice that I have in my songs that, along with the other guys and I'm just making it applicable to, the column. And, it's like I said, I'm not an expert, but I just call it how I see it. And a lot of times we, as people don't, even though the truth is right there in our face, we don't like to hear the truth because it hurts so badly. So, and what I try to do with my column is give you the truth, but give it in a way that it's not as hurtful as it would be coming from your mama or your family members or somebody like that. So I try to give it to you in a way that makes you come to draw your own conclusions, but hopefully the conclusion will be the same one that everybody else is drawing as well. So, I try to simplify and try to make it, to where, it's not as biting as somebody that you would know and love would tell you, because the truth hurts. None of us really like the truth. So,
Now, how did you get started? Because I think
actually,
that's an awesome idea.
Actually, the advice column came as a joke. It was really I was no way near being serious because I'm like, okay, who am I to give somebody advice about something? I'm like the worst person in the world when it comes to, taking my own advice and running with it. So, thinking to myself, who am I to, give somebody advice? But it actually came around as a joke. We were it was a couple of years ago when MySpace and all that was starting to blossom. The multimedia market was about to explode, and we had a MySpace. 112 had a MySpace page, and
mm-hmm.
I was back and forth with a couple of our fans, and I just told them to check us out on MySpace. I said, hell, I'll even give you an advice column, and
mm-hmm.
it started from that. And I guess these people started taking me seriously, so they started asking me questions, and I started answering them. But at first, I was being jovial, I was being really lighthearted, but I started to realize that these people really want advice from me. They started reaching out every week and wanting advice with this and wanting advice with that. So I said, I think these people are really serious. So let me be serious about it as well. So I'm Just Saying's predecessor was called Ask Uncle Princey, which is my nickname, Princey. And
and so it
stemmed from that. It grew from that. So I took a little hiatus off from Ask Uncle Princey, and I just really was not in the mood to be writing, to be giving advice about anything. You know, really going through a little period in my life, man. Where I said, you know what? Let me just reevaluate. Let me step back for a little while and just really see what's going on in my life, man. So I really just left everything alone as far as the advice column was concerned. And I believe somebody on Twitter, I forget who it was, reached out to me and said, hey, what happened to your column? And, you know, it just started, the juices flowing again. And, you know, I just really wanted to, you know, start writing again. And, you know, I realized that I had a lot more to give. And being a public figure and being someone that people look up to and kids look up to, whatever, I felt like it was incumbent for me to continue doing what I was doing, because a lot of people saw that as being helpful, and who am I to take something away from, you know, a fan, especially if it's something that is going to be useful and something that's going to help them as well. So it's almost a duty of mine to continue doing it. So, you know, that really is what really brought it about. I had a conversation with a young lady, and she basically convinced me to go back and do it again, because, you know, it was so helpful and it was helping so many people. You know, and of course, you know, when you're doing it, you're not really looking at, you know, what it's doing as far as you're concerned. You know, you're not really into it. Like, you know, it only when someone from the outside comes in and tells you, hey, man, continue doing what you're doing, continue, you know, with the advice column, because it's really helping a lot of people out. That's when I started taking into account and really realizing that it was bigger than what I thought it was. So, you know, that's my reason for continue doing it.
And, you know, just listening to you as you talk, I'm thinking, like, it sounds like I would love to see that column in a book. You know, just taking all those columns and putting it in a book.
Well, you know, it's truly been a blessing, because I have been approached by several publishers. But, like, once again, I really don't like, you know, name dropping or anything like that unless I know that I'm 100% sure that it's going to happen. But there have been a couple of publishers that have approached me and offered a book. And, you know, that's something that I definitely want to do. I just don't know, you know, how to do it. So I guess I would just have to, you know, do the write down the advice column, like you say, and then just make a book out of them. You know,
because just hearing you talk about it, I'll be like, wow, you know, it would be so amazing if you take all of those columns and just put it into one book. You know, even once you get to a certain amount, because that's listening to you, I'm like, that would be so amazing. So it could, you know, it could reach people now, but, you know, it can just really, you know, people could really check it out. That
absolutely
would be so hot.
Absolutely. And I would definitely love to put a book there, like, you know, because here's the thing, man. My mother is already proud of me, man. But for me to be any that has anything to do with being scholastic or being, you know,
yes,
anything that has to do with that, you know, like, I went around, I've sold millions of records, and I won a Grammy and yada yada yada. But you know what she's most proud of? The fact that I graduated from high school. So, you know, so I think anything that has to do with a book, anything that has to do with me writing a book, or, you know, that would be something really amazing for, you know, for the family, whatever. So I'm very intrigued and very interested in writing a book. You know, I just have to sit down and really figure out how to go about doing it and making it happen, because, you know, it's definitely there for me, and I believe that is truly a gift that God gave me, and, you know, I want to use it.
Exactly, and I could just see it now. I could see the cover. Michael Keith, I'm just saying, you know,
yeah.
I can see it.
Exactly.
I'm a visionary, I guess. You know, when I hear other people's passions and their visions, I'm like, oh, you know, I could see something even greater. And just listening to you, I could see that.
Well, Nikki, let me tell you something. I love your vision. I love your vision.
That would be so awesome. Now, have you, you know, ever thought about, you know, not just, you know, doing anything else or getting in any other areas as well?
Well, any movie. But see, the thing is about those movies, right? You got to really commit to it. You know, you really got to move out. What I've learned is because I did it a couple of years ago. I tried my hand at acting along with Q. We went out to L.A. for a little while, and, you know, we really
okay.
just – thing is, you have to really commit yourself to the acting, you know, because you have to really be out there in L.A. You have to really be committed to wanting to do that. And honestly, between that and the music, you know, my heart was always geared towards the music. So if there was an opportunity musically for me to, you know, to go do something versus, you know, being out in L.A. and, you know, being told no a million times, and, you know, by casting directors and stuff like that, because there's only so many roles for, you know, young, black, African, you know, American. You know, it's like there's only so many roles out there for you. You know,
uh-huh.
Denzel done took up 10 of them. Will Smith done took up the other 10. There's like two more left. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of hard to, you know, to get out there, especially with people that have already, you know, established themselves as being legit, you know, actors and, you know, actresses. So, you know, if I do it, then I want to really commit myself to doing it and really focus on acting. You know, I have the capacity. I have the gift. I think it's in me, but just the level of commitment is something that I would just have to, you know, just really consider, because, you know, it's an awful lot. It definitely takes an awful lot. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I
oh,
see my chat room and my Twitter is going off right now. So
oh,
I'm yes, we have the chat room going off. Well, we're going to go to some phone lines. So call us that's listening in. You can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. We're going to go to a 302 number. 302, you are on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
I'm surprised you don't know who it is, Nikki. Take a guess.
Let everybody know who it is.
Oh. I wanted you to guess who it is, but I'm David Dwayne. What's going on, Mike?
What's up, Nick?
Not much. Just calling in to show some love to y'all. Your show's great so far.
I appreciate it, man. You know, and likewise, you know, I appreciate the opportunity for, you know, the first interview that I did, man, you know, with Dave. You know, it was awesome, man, and we touched on so many things, and, you know, touched on so many topics and stuff, man. It was just really ridiculous, and, you know, I heard your music, man, and all I can say is, wow, okay, wow.
Thank you, not a problem. I got a question for you, though.
I ask you.
Now, I know since I was at the concert on Saturday, how was the overall chemistry as far as, like, being back on stage with the guys? How would you say it is now versus when you guys were, you know, like in your earlier stage?
Like we never left, bro. It's like we never left, man. Like I had a few people that know me from way back, and you know, when they saw me on stage, it's like, bro, like the smile, the cheese that I had on my face, bro. You know, it's like you could not, I can't even imagine. You know, I can't even put into words how happy I was just to be on the same stage with these guys. You know, and the same guys that helped create this sound and this movement that will go down in infamy, man. So I was just so enamored and just so overwhelmed with just happiness, bro. Like I can't stress that enough, just how happy I was, man, just being on that stage and seeing that, you know, the reaction that we had and just the crowd participation and the fact that, you know, all of us still had it, man. And, you know, I'm amazed. I've always been a fan of 112, but, you know, I'm definitely a bigger fan now that I know that we can come from, you know, not being with each other. That was the first time a lot of people have seen us together, all four of us, in 7 years. Like, a lot of people don't realize how long it's been. It's been 7 years since you've seen all four of us together. So for us to have been away from each other for that long, for that period of time, and then to come back and make it seem as if we never left, man, I can't say enough. I can't say enough about it.
That's good. I definitely can tell that the chemistry was there, because it definitely seems like y'all never had left. and y'all put on this show, and I wanted to say, you know, thanks for letting me experience something great, a great reunion show.
I appreciate it, Dave.
Not a problem.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Not a problem, Nikki. I told you I would call in and listen to the show when you on.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we thank you.
Not a problem. Take care, y'all.
Thank you. And it's always good to have fans that, you know, support, come out to your show and call in and support. That's always awesome. And I think that's great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The crowd, I just have to, you know, commend the crowd. And, you know, it was, mm-hmm. it was such a great feeling. It was just such a great feeling to be on that stage again. You know, and big shout out to House of Blues. You know, I really want to thank them for giving us the opportunity to get out there and, you know, just kickstart this whole thing. Like, I will never forget this that night. You know, it was just real memorable and just one of the most enjoyable experiences I've had in a long time.
Exactly. So what can we expect from you coming up?
Well, you know, my main focus has been, you know, the last couple of months has been the rebranding of 112 and making sure that, you know, we understand that that we are a force to be reckoned with in the music industry. And, you know, I think we were a little too nice. I think we were really just some nice guys, just, you know, just allowing, you know, nature to take its course or whatever, man. But I think that we're going to hit the ground running as far as, you know, just nothing negative like that. But we're definitely going to be more aggressive and more assertive with, you know, our proclamation that we have been one of the major groups that have stood the test of time when it comes to R&B, you know, and it's time that, you know, we just really, you know, put our foot down and let the world know that, hey, you know, we're here and we're not going anywhere. So that has been a major component. It has been a major sticking point for me as far as what I need to do and what I need to accomplish, because we're not finished yet. We were not finished. And I've always been one that if I'm going to start something, I want to finish it. And the end game is to be legendary. And that's where I want to be with that. And I've just been focusing really on that and the column, to be honest with you, those two things. Like, I'm not a multitasker at all. You know, like, I'm very myopic in my view, you know, when it comes to a lot of things. So I want to make sure whatever it is that I'm doing right, you know, just let me just go in and just do that, just knock that out, and then just and just keep it moving. So, you know, those are my two main focus right there. So that's what I've been focused on.
Well, that is great. I think it's awesome. The column moving forward, and it's just amazing because that's awesome. The idea, you know, like you said, taking from what you sung about and bringing it to the column. So that's, you never know what else is in store just from that column. You know, I know it's going to be so many doors that open with that as well. So that's an awesome vision.
Yeah.
And I congratulate you.
Thank you so much. I definitely want to go that Steve Harvey route. You know, he was giving mm-hmm. advice 1 second, and next thing you know, he had a book, and then the next thing you know, it was a movie. So I can definitely, you know, see that. Like, it would be pretty awesome to you know, to make a book of mine into a movie. Like, that'd be awesome. You know,
yeah.
So, yeah. So let's, you know, let's put that in the atmosphere, too.
Exactly. Let's put it into action.
Gosh darn it, let's do it.
Most definitely. I see we have another caller from a 678 caller. You're on the air, 678-749. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, how you doing, Nikki Rich? How you doing today?
Good.
All right. My name is Anthony, and I want to say, what's up, Mike? How you doing, Mike?
I'm good. How you?
What's up? All right, bro. I met you a long time ago, bro. Like, it was during the party that you guys were doing that for Keith Sweat's mom, her birthday party, I think it was. And it was a long time ago, very, very long time ago. And I came down from South Carolina. I had some guys with me that were going to sing for you guys, well, with you guys. And it was four white guys. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they sung R&B. Remember those guys? They sung R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys were, just being around you guys made those guys feel so, I mean, 112 as a group gave us guys a lot of inspiration. You know, man, I mean, just you guys gave them so much inspiration, man, that those guys right now are still doing their R&B thing, you know. And I just wanted to just call in. Cause I know, you know, Nikki had you on the show tonight. I wanted to call in and tell you thank you on behalf of those guys because they're really, really big fans of you guys and everything, man. And I know you got a column going on and everything, man. I'm proud of you about your column and everything. I wish y'all best of luck and everything on your success and everything, man. And keep it up, you know. Just keep on going because y'all guys do some great music, man. I mean, the hits and everything, you know what I'm saying? So just keep it up, bro, you know.
Anthony, I'll tell you what, man, I really do appreciate it, brother, like that. That really touched my heart, man, in a way that you'll never understand. Like, Nikki, this is what I'm talking about. This is the reason why we have to continue doing what it is that we're doing because, you know, we don't know how far and how we touch people's hearts and minds and souls, you know, and that's what, you know, when God puts you in place to do something, you have to step up to the challenge and just really do what it is that he wants you to do. And that is proof positive right there that something, you know, that could have happened years ago and how it affects people. And just to see that those young men are still, you know, still grinding, still doing their R&B thing and, you know, and they took inspiration from 112, that speaks volume. And they let you know that you're doing God's work at that point. And you're not even doing it for you anymore. You're doing God's work. So
once again,
Anthony, I really do appreciate that, Anthony, man. And you tell the guys that I said to continue doing what it is that they're doing, and keep fighting the good fight because you know with hard work it will happen, man. 112 is a prime example of being you know coming from the inner city of Atlanta, you know not really having. You know, too much of anything. We didn't grow up poor, but we didn't, you know, we wasn't the richest dudes on planet Earth. And and we you know, still made, we still got out of that statistic. We got out of that mind frame, you know, that, you know, you can't do it because, you know, you didn't have, you know, and that wasn't the case. We went out there and we grind, and we did it without majority of the record labels that are out right now with all the things that is available to people now. Like, we didn't have that growing up in 1991 in Atlanta. You know, so we had to do whatever it was we had to do. And when it's time, it'll happen. And so that's all. You know, it's going to happen. If you keep praying and if you keep, you know, allowing God to order your steps, man, it's going to happen. So just tell the guys that continue doing what they're doing, and God will see you through, man. But thank you again for calling.
Oh, yeah, thank you, sir. Thanks for your time, man.
Thank you.
Have a good night, man. All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you to all the callers that's calling in. Much love to you guys. You know, it's just awesome, you know, how you can inspire people and make a difference in your life. You never know. You never know how many people you touched out there, you know, going from different cities and, you know, you touched somebody, but you don't know how many. And it's always good for somebody to let you know how you touched them.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. And, you know, Michael Keith, we're so glad that you took your time to come on the Nikki Rich Show. For those who are just now tuning in, we are speaking with Michael Keith of 112, has a column, I'm just saying, that y'all could go check out. Where could they go and find that column at?
Well, it was on Mood Magazine. They can go online. It's an online magazine that they can see excerpts from that. They can also Google, I'm just saying, and see excerpts from that. Right now we're in the transitional period, if you will, of moving from one location to another. So I will definitely reach out to you again when we are finally settled and we finally found a home, and definitely reach out to you again, Nikki, and so we can just really, you know, point people in the right direction as far as where to go. But I really do feel good about this next endeavor with the column, and God willing, God willing, I just feel real good about, you know, the next move forward, and hopefully it'll bear fruit. So fingers crossed.
That's all right. I mean, I'm feeling good too. I'm feeling good about it.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Now, before you go, we always ask that our guest that's on the show, we always ask that you shout out the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich of the Nicki Rich Show, before you go, so we could display it through our show later on.
Absolutely. You ready?
Yes, sir.
What's up, y'all? This is Michael Keith, a.k.a. Mike from 112 ATL's Finest, and I'm chilling out with the lovely, the incomparable, the beautiful Nicki Rich on the Nicki Rich Show. 100, y'all. 112 forever.
And you had to throw that finest in there. That's what I'm talking about. I'm ATL Finest.
Absolutely.
He said, I'm fine, y'all.
Believe it. Believe it.
But it's been an honor and pleasure to have you on. And, you know, I can't leave without playing one of my favorite songs, but I want to thank you for being our guest tonight. And, you know, I got to play that. Peaches and Cream is one of my songs. So. We're going to leave with
one of my,
that.
One of my favorites as well, so let's do it.
Well, thank you again.
Thank you.
One of the dopest shows, if not the dopest show in the world. Nikki been doing her thing for years. She been grinding. She been working. She been putting in work. So I need y'all to show her the respect she deserves. I need y'all to stay tuned, and cause she going to bring you all the exclusive, let you know what's going on in the streets, and bring you that exclusive music. And you never know what artist you're going to hear on her show, so you need to stay locked in. And this is out the hustler mouth, Cassidy. You all right? You already know. Let's get
Nikki Reed.
All right, all right. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Y'all know how we do it. We bring in the hottest guests. We have the hottest show pumping each and every Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And right now it's about that time. We have our next hot guest in the building. With no further ado, we would like to welcome the DocuTapes on and Fuse TV's on June Archer, Butter, and A Squad. All right, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
What's going on, Nikki?
Hey, how y'all guys doing?
Doing pretty good.
It's an honor to be on your show.
Good. We're glad to have you. We were just talking with Michael Keefe of 112. Now we got another hot group of guys, and, you know, we have to bring the hottest. So we welcome you here tonight.
No, we appreciate it. We just, you know, glad a lot of great things are happening for us, and we just appreciate, you know, this is actually one of, this is actually the first of many interviews going into 4th of July for us dropping this new reality series on Fuse Television. So we're excited. It's the first one, so we're very happy and honored to be on the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you so much. Now go ahead and introduce each one of y'all on the Nikki Rich Show. Let them know who you are.
All right, we'll start with Buddha. Go ahead, Buddha.
How you doing, Ms. Nikki Rich? My name is Buddha the Future, one half of Buddha the Future and Grand's Music, America's favorite production duo, credits such as 50 Cent, Fred the Godson, Lloyd Banks, Waka Flocka, and other people as well. And we actually have a couple segments there. We're part of the Fuse new television series called the DocuTape, and with our family, 1128 Entertainment. And it's actually an honor to be on your show today. Thank you.
And then we have M Dot.
Hey, how's it going, Nikki? I'm M Dot, producer for A Squad out of Hartford, Connecticut. Started producing at 17 and grew up, and you know, out of a love for music, met June Archer when I was about 18, and you know, he just seen a bright thing in me, and you know, he's been helping me along the way to become one of the hottest producers right now, and I'm honored to be on your show, and it's great to be here.
Wow.
And,
now, how did y'all... Oh, I'm sorry.
And then I'll round it out. I'm June Archer, CEO and president of 1128 Entertainment for the hottest production team since the last time you've seen any producers get together like when Puffy had the Hitman. But we have Buddha the Future Grand's Music. We have Beat Wiz. We have M Dot. We have Freak. We're reaching excellence and attaining knowledge. And... No, we have artists. We have DJ Chaotic. We have Prestige. And we also have Skyhook. And we're just a great team of individuals that's looking to just take over and carve our niche into this music and entertainment and now television world with the DocuTape, as well as another show we have that we support from the production side called Behind the Unsigned.
Well, that's awesome. What I want to know is, how did you come up with the concept, the DocuTape?
Well, it was actually a conversation I had with Buddha the Future and Freak. I was actually getting out of a prior situation, and they came to me coming from the perspective of management, and I kind of turned them down, like, you know, I think I'm just going to, you know, come out of the game, retire. I was trying to do the Phil Jackson thing, and Buddha was trying to do the Michael Jordan thing, like, yo, I'm going to take you out of retirement, and we're going to go win us a championship. So it just took between Buddha and Freak really just, you know, staying on me, making phone calls and
and us going out and doing showcases and getting together and seeing each other, to say to myself, you know what, maybe this is something God is telling me to actually, you know, take a listen to what these young men were saying, and maybe we'll find some gold and find some magic. And as God would have it, he kind of placed his blessing in all of our hands. And one day we happened to be at a music seminar called the New England Music Seminar, and unbeknownst to us, Buddha the Future was there. He was judging the beat battle. Freak was there. He was judging the beat battle. Grand's Music was there judging. MDOT was actually in the battle, and so was BeatWiz. Beat was actually won. MDOT was a runner-up, and we never realized that what we had right there was actually going to become what it was today. And we're just blessed by the grace of God. We're here. We're doing some great things. And we just felt like at the time we need to document what we were doing as a team and a movement. And we just decided to just film it. In a matter of like 4 days, we came up with an album. We had 50 Cent on the album. We had Fred the Godson. We had Waka Flocka on the album. We had Rick Ross on the album. A-Squad was on the album. Prestige, A-Lash, and a few other notable Donnie Goins. And we just filmed a documentary on what we were doing, you know, working hard for 3 days to put this project together to promote our music and what we were doing, because we just felt at the time that, you know, the industry was really stagnant, and we were like, you know what, let's get this music out. And we filmed it and just created this documentary. When we're done with it, Buddha, who is the ambassador for 1128, he's like the guy who goes out and shakes hands and kisses babies. We're at a Fuse event for DigiWax, and, you know, he and I, we are definitely Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan, and we just happened to be joking around with one of the Fuse executives. And, you know, telling them, oh, you know, we're ready whenever you want us to do our interview, we camera ready. And they were laughing, and we were like, ah, we're just joking with you. You know, my name is June Archer, this is Buddha the Future. And the executive stopped, and she says, did you just say Buddha the Future? And I said, yeah, why? She's like, I follow him on Twitter. And Buddha's like, what's your name? She said her name, they exchanged pleasantries, and, you know, I decided one day, Buddha, you think we should just give her a call and show what we did with the docutape and kind of get an idea of, you know, where we are, where we kind of rate with what we're doing. He's like, why not? So we called up, and actually we kind of tweeted back and forth for a couple of weeks, and she decided to take a meeting with us. We showed it to her, and she was like, this is amazing. The music is amazing. It looks amazing. Who did it? And we're like, we did it. And she was like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know we want that show. Give me a couple of weeks. We'll figure it out. And here it is, 4th of July this year, next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, 4th of July, Fuse.tv, you will see the documentary. 4th of
July.
That's what I'm talking about.
The life and times of Buddha the Future, Grand's Music, M. Dot, BeatWiz, Freak, and June Archer.
That's hot. That is hot. Congratulations, guys. It's 2 days right after my birthday, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday.
We have to get Buddha to sing happy birthday to you then.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Buddha.
Nah, I drink some tea.
Say happy birthday.
But definitely, it's definitely showing y'all a glimpse of us, you know, just trying to conquer and provide people a soundtrack to their lives, and just showing the everyday struggle of, you know, independent label as producers, how they move in the everyday grind. So it'll be pretty interesting.
How do y'all determine which artists that you want to display or work with? How do you go about that?
That's a good question. It was kind of hard because being people scheduling and the availability of all the artists that we're working with. But in our segment, we actually have our segment with Fred the Godson, Joel Santana, and Slow Bucks. And they was actually very, you know, we all merged together as far as scheduling, because it all fell in place because we was already recording on some project. So to actually, you know, grasp those moments behind the camera wasn't as difficult as it seemed. But you have to stay tuned and, you know, check it out on the show and you'll see it. I don't want to give it all away for you.
Now, will everybody be able to see it? Everybody worldwide will be able to see it?
Yeah. The special thing with this was Fuse went ahead and did a groundbreaking deal where you actually, if you have a smartphone, if you're an iPhone user, iPad user, every AT&T customer will have the channel that actually will have the show on it. For any Verizon people,
oh,
if you have
yeah.
VCAT people will be able to see it. If not, you go to Fuse.tv, and if not, you can always go right on Fuse and go on demand and watch it on demand at your leisure. So it's kind of, you know, looking at things from a new age standpoint. We know that people don't sit home and watch television, so we wanted to make sure that we kind of just follow the trend of what people are doing. People want it right here and right now, so we're giving it to them right then and right there. Every week, you know, they'll see an episode, and they could just watch it whenever they want. For all the smartphone users on AT&T and Verizon, like, they'll have it right at their disposal because those channels will be right there ready for them to actually just tap in and just press play.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And it's good that everybody will be able to check this out. So you definitely got to go check them out and, you know, follow everybody on Twitter because, you know, you want to follow your movement because that's hot. You can't get no better. The docu-tape, that's real. And you get to see a day in the life of you guys.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's amazing. And we have a sister show called the Behind the Unsigned where you see independent artists on their grind and you see some of our producers complimenting them. One of the first episodes on Behind the Unsigned is Fred the Godson, and you see Spoot of the Future and Grand's music in there. So it's kind of each episode kind of complements one another. You kind of see some cross marketing and cross promotion of what we're doing. And, you know, we have Chris Webby. If anybody follows Chris Webby, we got Tanya Morgan, Nitty Scott MC, Soul Khan, Sky Zoo, and some other notables.
D Chambers.
Shout out to D Chambers. Shout out to O Williams and our whole camera crew and the WDG who was, you know, supporting this. And it's you know, it's only rightful that it was actually on 4th of July Independence Day because we're going to be celebrating Independence Day. For all the independent artists and independent labels and producers out there, you know, trying to do what they're doing. We're just trying to represent for the kid that's in Alabama that wants to be a producer who can't really relate to Swiss Beats or Timbaland, Dr. Dre, but they'll definitely relate to Boot of the Future, you know, who you see him on 106 in Park, you see him with 50, but then you see him one of his episodes actually hop in the cab and he actually tells you on camera, like, yeah, we do these. Like, just keeping it real, like, everybody's not driving around in the Benz going back to the big house in Westchester, you know. Like, we're grinding for real. Like, we're like the real guys out on the front line doing what we're doing what we love, just waiting to actually get that next hit record to actually take it to the next level. But it won't change us. That's the thing that you'll see in this whole thing is the camaraderie that we have amongst each other. You know, these producers produce on each other's records, or they'll send each other sounds, they'll send each other different fields, and we have musicians in the camp. We have guys that play actual instruments. So these are real producers and musicians in this show. So we're just showing that side of it that people haven't seen. You know, you always talk about the DJs breaking the record, but now we're taking it one step backwards and showing the general public that the DJ can't break the record unless the producer makes the record. So we're just giving our perspective. No disrespect to the other steps. You actually have to produce the record first, and these
That's
guys
the music.
Are the Pied Pipers of the world. They create
the
soundtrack. Yeah, they create the soundtrack to life. So it's almost like there's an app for that. Like if you had a baby that was born, if someone died in your family, if you graduated, if you you fell in love, there's a song for that. There's an emotion that's evoked from a particular song. So when you listen to M.Dot record. And it's called, you know, he got one record with Ace Law called Catch Me in the Air. When you hear that, it evokes an emotion. You know, Cat Rock Kell is working, you know, with Buddha and Grand doing some great music. And the music that they're creating together, the sound that they're putting together, is going to infect a generation that's going to say, wow. You know, just like when our generation was very, very infected by Mary J. Blige and what her movement was, like, these guys are doing their own thing in their right perspectives and doing it well.
Can I
and
just
what
say one
advice?
Thing? I'm sorry. I just never heard an acapella album just, you know, go multi-platinum. That's all.
Yeah.
Exactly.
In the history of, I guess, unless we're talking about, you know.
But I was just going to ask, what advice do you give out there to the young producers or the people want to begin producing? Because I know also there's some very young ones out there, because I recently got in tune. It was a 4-year-old producer out there, and he's on YouTube. So it's crazy. It's crazy, and it doesn't even sound like he's 4 years old, and he was getting into it. So what advice do you give to any beginning producers out there?
I would say study. I would say study your craft, study the greats, and study what sounds go together, study what drum patterns go together, study what cultures like what type of sounds, and, you know, just study the layers, study the best, you know, the greatest albums of all time, listen to them and know why they work, know why, you know, singles work, and, you know why it caught on. And, you know, I would just say study. And then don't expect that it's going to happen overnight. Keep your grind going. And, you know, and like what Buddha said, don't take no for an answer. Just keep pushing the envelope and just grind. Study, grind, and don't give up.
That's real. That is so real.
Surround yourself with positive people, you know. Find a group of people. You can't do it yourself. You know, I can't be a manager if I don't have a team, you know. And with these guys, they, you know, if anybody's following any one of us, they'll see at night, after all the lights are out, they'll see us out there just working. You know, Buddha's in the studio with Grand last night till about 2-3 in the morning. I'm up. Beat Wiz is playing around. I see M Dot was doing some. DJ Chaotic was actually just finishing a party at 3:00. So it's a matter of surrounding yourself with people that are helping push the envelope, not for what they're doing, but for what you're doing collectively. You know, so, you know, I had a saying last night that caught fire. Like, what are you doing when you can't push anymore? We don't use the word can't in 1128. We keep pushing.
Exactly. You got to stay motivated. You got to stay motivated. And it's good because it's a group of y'all, you know. When one is down, it's somebody else that can pick somebody else up.
Exactly. Yeah, I know I can always look at Buddha because Buddha's the guy, he is out all the time. When I see Buddha working, I say to myself, all right, June, time to pull your bootstraps together, tie him up, and let's go, because Buddha's out there. You know, and then sometimes I run out, just like the other night, where the D Chambers are release party, and I'm running into the Buddha with his publicist, and he's like, oh, my manager's here. And I'm like, yeah, I'm out here working. So when I see that, it's just infectious because you see that they're working. When I'm, you know, M. Dot and B. Wiz are in Hartford, Connecticut, Buddha, Grants, and Creek are in New York. So when I'm up in Connecticut, I see what M. Dot and B. Wiz are doing. B. Wiz actually plays in a rock band and produces. So he's up, and he's, so when I see them working, how can you not feel excitement and want to work? Like, I want to work that much harder for them because I know collectively we're doing so much. You know, so it's. I love these guys. So I know it sounds crazy passionate, but it is. And I wouldn't do it if I didn't have this kind of love. And I get it from them. Like these guys will go to the ends of the earth for me, and I'll go over the ends of the earth for them. So they know. And I'm just so proud of them with the show. And I just hope that everyone is inspired by their stories, because there's so much going on with their personal lives, good and bad, that people can relate to it, and it's not just the glitz and the glamour and being on the radio and getting your record played, being on 106 in Park and hanging out with Joel Santana, and, you know, like, it's more to it than that. It's actually real life issues, and we're not going to say what they are. Like, you just got to tune in to watch it. So it's amazing, and hopefully people walk away from it being inspired. And the tagline for the show is not about the drama, it's about the struggle. We're not here to put anybody in a bad light in any way, shape, or form. We're here to actually inspire people with the struggle. Now, if there's drama in the struggle, yes, but there's no drama just to just create drama. Our drama is just creating a struggle of trying to get that next hit record, trying to get on, trying to get A Squad to get a record deal, you know, Buddha and Grant's working with Fred the Godson to get to the next level. Like, it's about the struggle. It's,
uh-huh.
it's about, you know, taking one brother and snatching him up like, I got you, I'm going to put you on my back.
That's real. Well, we are glad that you guys took out your time to come on the Nikki Rich Show and share your movement. You know, we're looking forward to Wednesday, Independence Day, and, you know, we're going to continue to support you guys and everything you got going on.
No, we appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us. So.
You're welcome. Now go ahead and give out any information in case they wanted to contact you guys.
Go ahead, Buddha, you go and M dot.
You can reach us at Buddha the Future, that's at BUDADAFUTURE, or Grand Music, GRANDZMUZIK on our Twitter, or you can hit us at 1128ENT at Gmail.
M dot.
Yeah, this is M dot. You can reach me at on Twitter at @A_Squad150 or asquadmusic.com or the 1128 at gmail.com.
Or you can just catch the whole team at 1128.tumblr.com. And if you don't catch anything else, you can hit me at June Archer on Twitter and on Instagram. And you can hit Buddha the Future, Grants Music, and A Squad 150 on Instagram because we get it popping. And if nothing else, please tune in next Wednesday, 4th of July, Independence Day, for the DocuTape and Behind the Unsigned. And we just appreciate you just taking the time out to help us, you know, give us this platform to actually promote what we're doing. So we thank you.
Most definitely. We are here. We're a positive platform. And that's what we do. We want everybody to know entrepreneurs and people like you guys, you know, what you're doing. We want everybody worldwide to know. So we thank y'all for coming on tonight.
Definitely. And tell Mike from 112 to give us a call so we can get him in with Buddha and M. Dot and get them some hot music. Like, it's time for everybody to get together and start, you know, creating a movement of just great music.
Most definitely. Well, we thank you, and we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end tonight by saying God bless.
God bless. Amen.
God bless.
God bless you all, guys.
To June Archer, M. Dot, and Buddha. Right now we got Power in the Dream.
You know what it is.
You're listening to the Nikki Rich Show.
You know what it is. Yeah. All I got, man. Yeah. All I got, y'all. A goal in my hand won't fold. I've been roaming these streets since I was 6 years old. Got demons on both shoulders. This world's so cold. See, it's a war going on. They fighting over my soul. See, I got lost in the streets and found my way back. We getting money. If you ain't about that, holla back. I only f*** with the real. It's a few I trust. It's when the bust ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Come on, creeping on the come up. Back against the wall with my c*** up. Won't hesitate on anyone who run up. Keep thinking I won't do ya. Bang you with the roof on your face. And I got your mandula. You know your family don't really wanna lose ya. Wouldn't wanna be ya. Sorry if I knew ya. See, I'm a rider until I die. Do what I do and keep my head to the sky. Just to get by.
Sniffing, I got that. Hustle hard for the money I be making. Licks I be hitting, them chances that I be taking. Sitting and patient, waiting. Cake baking,
my motivation. You with all that hating.
Yeah.
Paper chasing, money hungry, lil. Ain't no ticket outside, cause I got it on the lil. Grind hard, know I keep the money coming quick. Approach so slick, when rolling I talk. Get off, counting this money, flipping them bricks. If I don't make it to the top, well, then I'm hood rich and I'ma die behind mine. I hope for real. Told ya, check my background. The boy Wild Magnolia just got a kite from a Ladon. He in Angola. Say them people talking about they bout to free a soldier. You dig?
God is a dream, dream. God is a dollar, is a dream, dream, dream.
I'ma get it all I got, you heard me? Yo, now, let's go. All I got is a dollar and a dream. My whole dedication, guaranteed I'ma make it. It's guaranteed I'ma take it to a whole new height. Cross country, overseas, rockin' mic. Won't stop till I get where I'm going. So you better make way, cause the records is growing. Never settling for less, always want more. Talking blood money, coming straight from the core. Smooth as the water, brush against the shore. Easy money, busting straight through the door. Dead end, getting money out the law. And know about the struggle when it rains, it pours. I started from the bottom, and now I'm on top. I represent the bottom. New Orleans off top, and I'm taking off a bottom. And nothing to a top, cause I'm all up, getting money round the clock. All I got, all I got.
My God is a dollar, it's a dream, dream. My God is a dollar, it's a dream, dream.
All right, you're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show, and I want to let everybody know you can call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749. But right now, it's about that time. We have a special treat for y'all, and we're pumped up right now. We would love to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show VH1's Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, the real Mama D. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you. Hello, Charlotte. Mama D is in the house.
That's what I'm talking about. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, Mama D, tell me, is it hot down there? Because it is hot up here.
Maybe it is blistering.
It is so hot. Well, we're glad to have you here. We've been watching the show, and I'm going to tell you, I watch the show because of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes. And I know you have a huge following, I'm telling you, because we've been getting geared up for tonight, and so many people have really been, you know, reaching out to me because they're excited because you were coming on, and it's just been a lot of love.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, Mama D, go ahead and let the listeners know, because we're broadcasting worldwide and also on 98.2 The Beat, L.A., so L.A. is in the house as well.
Oh, what's up, C.A.?
California
in the house, huh? Wow.
Yes, California. And what we want to know, you know, for those who don't know who Mama D is, go ahead and let everybody know who's not familiar.
Yes, I'm the mother of the hip-hop artist Little Scrappy, the prince of the South.
He is. He get it crux. He the king of crux.
Oh, is he?
Yes. Now, what is
it? Make sure y'all go get his album. He just released his album, The Grussle. And it's a mix of The Grussle is spelled from The Hustle and the Grussel. So they buy them too. Y'all need to go out and listen to No Love, the hit new single, No Love.
Exactly. Now, I know you're proud of him because it's amazing to see your child, you know, accomplish and, you know, these albums and just really out there moving and shaking up the industry right now. So what is that feeling like to see your child and you be along with them, you know, accomplish all these goals?
You know, I must say I'm very proud of my son. You know, in January 84, I introduced him to the world, and here he goes again, getting reintroduced to the world again. So, you know, I didn't think when I had him that the world would come to know him someday, you know. So I'm very proud of him and continue to support him and have his back. And in that order, you heard me?
In that order.
You heard it straight from the A.
ATL. I know ATL getting it in tonight. What's going on in the A tonight?
You know, just, you know, everybody's doing their own thing. And, you know, we party
mm-hmm.
animals. You know, here in Atlanta, we get to it. Even mama gets to it.
And
I walk in the club. I walk in the club and being there for a few minutes, all of a sudden they announce something and here come a song. You're like, Mama, what you doing in here? I'm saying, I'm getting my little song. You know what I'm saying? They think
you shut it down.
You know, yeah, when you get old, they think your life ends and dance again. Well, it does to a certain degree, but what he don't understand is that I'm still living. I am not in the grave yet.
Exactly. And you are so beautiful, I'm telling you.
Thank you.
As soon as I put up your picture, they was like, oh, my God, she's so – the guys was like, she is so beautiful. I know a little scrappy get that a lot.
Oh, yes. He also gets more of that. I know that's not your mama. Ain't nobody that fine is a mama and a grandmama. Yes, I am. Yes, I
wow.
am. I put stuff in foin.
Well, and my grandma.
Why way at 7-8 behind?
Yes. Have you ever thought about doing any modeling or anything like that?
I did before Scrappy Daddy messed my stomach up getting pregnant with him. I did.
Oh.
Once upon a
Well, you know, it's still time now to be. Well, you can model on the cover of these magazines.
Okay.
Mama D.
Can't wait.
Yes. Now, let everybody know, how did you even get started or decide that you wanted to be a part of the cast, VH1's Love & Hip Hop Atlanta?
Well, actually, they came to me because about a year ago, Scrappy and Diamond broke up due to Diamond's cheating in public with Soulja Boy. And
mm-hmm.
I called 107.9, which is another radio station here of Atlanta, and I gave her hell. I straight drug her because I don't play that about my children. Like, people can say whatever they want to say about Mama D, but I'm just going to keep
exactly.
it G. You know, I'm just going to keep it 100. I can walk off and choose, you know, to address a certain situation or, you know what I'm saying, or I can, you know, it's, you know, I can, you know, keep it G. But when you violate and you go against one of my kids, and I have two kids,
uh-huh.
I have Scrappy and a daughter, so when you go against my children or my grandchildren, I'm no different than a mother in the wild, like a animal. You know what I'm saying? I'm really to be compared to a lion and her pride, you know what I'm saying, or a mother bear
yes.
and her cubs. I'm not finna let you violate or orchestrate anything against my children or my grandchildren. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I bring it back. When you disrespect or try to hurt them, you disrespect where he came from. He came from my womb, and I'm not having that from nobody. I don't bite my tongue. I don't have to explain myself. It is what it is. When I carried them, him and his sister, and I brought them to the world, when I held him for the first time, I said, nice to meet you. I've been carrying you for 9 months. I'm your mama. And I promise to always love and protect you. And that don't stop because he got grown. It never stop.
Mm-hmm. Mama D says she ain't playing no games. She don't care who you are.
Yeah, that's why I didn't enlist in band in high school, because I don't play the horn. You heard me? And in that order.
In that order, that's what I'm talking about. And I know how it is. You know, your mama, you like you said, you carried him all that time. You know, you're not going to run over us.
No, I'm not saying that you just handle my son. You know what I'm saying? You're not doing that. So I drug him. You know what I'm saying? Because back in my day, I used to be a madam, you know what I'm saying, slash drug dealer. And this, I'm not bragging on that. I'm just telling people my walk in life. I was a nurse by trade, but in 96, I was in a head-on collision, and I couldn't walk for 3 years. So sitting and waiting on the government to give me a check and some food stamps, really? No. I had to get out there and get mine. I had to get my grustle game on. No, I shouldn't have mine. You know, it used to be checkers, Nash chess, your move.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No hustle. We getting the grustle, not the hustle. We going above and beyond.
Okay.
The hustle.
And I can't wait for y'all to send for Mama D to come to Charlotte. I'd be more than happy to come out there and party with y'all. Let's pop some bottles in the house.
We're going to make it happen for real, Mama D. We're going to set it up for real.
Okay. All right, man.
We're going to make it happen. And I'm serious about that.
Oh, yeah, and my T-shirts, I'll be bringing the T-shirt game on, the In That Order T-shirts. Yeah, I'm bringing it all down there.
Yes, definitely got to see Nikki Rich one, Mama D.
Oh, yeah, and when you send for me, I'll come straight to the radio station.
That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm. And then, Mama D, you got to come up here most definitely for CIAA when that happens as well.
Oh, okay, cool.
That happens in February, but it's really big. It's really huge. So
okay, make sure you send me some. Exactly. Make sure you send Mama D and her crew some tickets.
Oh yeah. You can just come. You can be the headliner. There is so many parties going on, Mama D. So we're gonna be sending you information and your team information about that in regards to it, most definitely, because it's like it's just money. You know how you talk about
exactly, and
this
I also wanted
what it is.
Yeah, I wanted to shout out because I have came to Charlotte with Scrappy on a show, and I really appreciate Charlotte. How you got Scrappy back. Y'all were a good audience. I stood backstage and watched how his fans reacted to him once he got on stage. And I want to let Charlotte know that when you love her son, Mama D got y'all. Charlotte, I got you. I promise you, Mama D is holding you down because you're holding the boy down. You heard me? You feel
me? Exactly. And we're going to have to get a little Scrappy on, too, on the Nikki Rich show.
That's right, that's right. And I want all my fans to hit me at the T-H-A, Real Mama D. And Mama D is spelled M-O-M-M-A-D-E-E. Mama D, hit me up. I follow you, Charlotte. And follow
that's
Mama.
Real.
And in that order, you heard me?
That is real. Now, Mama D, how are you feeling about the new reality series? How do you feel about it? Is it different just having these cameras around, or are you loving it? What do you feel about it?
I love it. You know, it's going to be what it's going to be. It's going to do what it do.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, I just want everybody to know that it's not scripted. The thing of it is that you in a situation and the cameras are on,
mm-hmm.
and you just do what you would normally do. How would you handle this situation or whatever, and just know that Jocelyn, everybody, is a female, so, you know, I want to go out that she's a real, yeah, she's a girly girl, and ATL got her back now. You heard me? This is
exactly
love and hip-hop in Atlanta, and we're going to hold each other down, so dispel all the crazy rumors, okay? Because we show love for one another.
You're always going to have haters out there anyway.
I know.
Because you know, I love this series because, you know, you have the New York, then you have the Atlanta. Y'all are bringing something different. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be like the first one or, you know, you are who you are and you're bringing something totally different. And that's what about it. Some people are still like, oh, you know, I think it should look like this or I think it should look like that. Some might be saying, oh, it looks scripted because you're thinking of how the first one was. But, you know, if you, in order to be successful, you got to step it up a notch.
Exactly.
And you know, you can't do it the same way.
Right, and you know, the Dirty South is the Dirty South, from the Atlanta Falcons all the way down here, y'all, to this Georgia red clay, you feel me? We represent, and it is what it is. And, you know, we've heard some negative reviews, you know, about Stevie J and stuff like that, but what people don't understand is that that's life in the hip-hop industry. That happens every day. That happens in L.A., y'all, California, y'all know Mama D ain't lying. That goes on behind the scene, probably with actors and actresses, I mean, in the industry, period. You know what I'm saying? It's just that Atlanta is putting it out there. It's telling the story. You know what I'm saying? We just keeping it 100. We ain't trying to hide nothing. It is what it is. It's called reality show. And it's just can wake up and kick off like that. It's been like that. It's like that everywhere. You know, you got marriages like that, triangles. You got relationships that are like that. For those who don't like it, say what you want to say, but it is, and y'all know, keeping it 100, that's what goes on in life, period. So you got a problem with that, you got a problem with life.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's real.
Atlanta just
that's
stepping
real.
The game up and showing y'all, because we trying to be true to the game, you feel me? We just showing you that it does happen. You know, and it happens,
you know,
every
people,
day. And if they don't like it, they don't have to turn on their knobs and you know, everybody running their own remotes in their hand. It is what it is. It is what it is. Everybody grown.
But you know they're going to run the remote because they want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about ratings. You can say what you want, but you're making me look good. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Let some numbers go up.
I want to let California know, and Charlotte, hold on. Buckle your seatbelts because Mama D finna take you on a ride.
That's what I'm talking about. And Mama
mm-hmm.
D, what I look for in the future, you know what I really want to see?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see your own show. That's what I see next.
Well, when you go on Twitter, everybody, go on VH1 Twitter and tell them there's no show like Mama D's show. That's what all my listeners need to do. Tell that to VH1. Yeah,
well, we're going to do that. We're going to
mm-hmm.
make that happen. I'll do it. You know I've been going ham on this Twitter, so we're going to get on. We're going to not only – Twitter ain't everything. We getting on all social networking sites, you know, the LinkedIn, the Google Plus, the VH1 social sites. I mean, everything.
Yeah, go to
VH1,
everybody, and let them know that how you feel. That's the only way I can get it is everybody let them know. Are they showing everybody else they skipping the beat? Because I am Atlanta's best kept secret.
Exactly. Well, it's going to happen because you are. And, you know, we just look forward to seeing more with Mama D on VH1's Love and Hip Hop.
Thank
all
you.
All your different styles. I mean, you be bringing it. Do you have a stylist, Mama D?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, my manager owns a boutique, and it's here in Atlanta.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's called Purple Threads. It's 2571 Piedmont Avenue, Suite 110. She got some bag stuff up in here.
Well, we're going to have to talk to her as well. We got to get some of these entrepreneurs on the Nikki Rich Show. We want everybody to know what's going on. Whether it's the A, L.A., Texas, whatever. That's what I'm talking about because she is on her game.
Thank you.
Well, you know, Mama D, it's been such a pleasure talking with you. What can we expect from you coming up?
You know, since I don't know personally what they've edited or what they've done,
okay.
I never know until it comes. Like, I didn't know I was wasn't gonna be on this past episode. You just never know. But all I can tell everybody, just keep watching, keep holding on. I want my latest to stay strong, stay decent, keep everything in their order. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, govern yourselves, keep it 100, be who you are, and gentlemen, jump on this bandwagon because we finna fly this carpet right on. And just expect to see all the realness that's coming out. You're going to see all the cast and crew as they live every day.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. you know, things happen in people's lives, and, you know, as people, we kind of act out for the moment. You know what I'm saying? Because even I've learned to jump stupid or jump crazy, and then I go later on, I think, you know, like, wow, I should have handled that a little bit better. But once it's done, it's done. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
So, but, you know, it is what it is, and I hope everybody, like I said, sit down, buckle up, because we got something for you. And especially
exactly.
Mama D, I'm not playing with you, boo. I'm not playing with you. It
you
is what it is.
Ham.
Oh, look at him. Try me if you want to. Huh. I tell you, you have better chances of sandpaper around snake ass than you would going around with Mama D. Better yet, fly to the Florida Everglades and jump in the Everglades. You'll survive along with them crocodiles up in there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama D, I'm going to tell you, before you go, we always ask that our guests would shout out Nikki Rich at the Nikki Rich Show just so we can play it later on in the show so everybody can hear your voice and display it on the Nikki Rich Show a little later.
Okay. Yo, 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 it's the Ricky Nick. Okay. It is the Nikki Rich Show. This your girl, Mama D, straight from the ATL. You heard me? And in that order.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so excited. You got
Thank
me over
you.
Here hyped up.
Okay, always. I managed to turn it up. I want all people to go and look for Candy Coated.
Okay, we're going to go through
nice.
It.
And, I was on there this past Wednesday night and last Wednesday night. Go back to last Wednesday. I don't know the date. And then this Wednesday, I was on Candy Coated. It's on the Internet, everybody. Look it up. Hit it up. And
you
I look
will.
Forward to seeing Charlotte very soon. See you,
and
Charlotte.
Mama D,
see you, LA.
Mama D, we coming to the ATL, too.
Y'all better come on and step in some of this red Georgia clay. We got something for you.
So when I come down there, I hope to link up with you, Mama D. And
you got it. You got it. Looking forward to meeting you.
Thank you so much. And we always end by saying, we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
Thank you for love and hip hop, of Atlanta. Good night.
And you know I gotta play this. I know Crime Mob, a little bit of Crime Mob.
No, you need to play No Love. It's already out, ladies and gentlemen, by Lil Scrappy. Go get it, the Grussel, No Love. You can pull it up on the Internet. No
we're
love.
We're gonna play. We're gonna
Wait
get
you
No Love.
This. Wait till y'all hear this. This boy done matured a lot. You know, he getting down.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you so much. Thank you. And everybody, you were just listening to VH1's Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the real Mama D. Y'all know her as Mama D in the house. And everybody, please go follow her on Twitter at The Real Mama D on Twitter. It's T-H-A. R-E-A-L, Mama D. You know how to spell Mama D. Go ahead and follow her on Twitter and, you know, support the movement as well as Lil Scrappy. Support that movement. They are making moves in the A, and, you know, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. We got to support one another, and, you know, if you go check out his new music. You have all the links, Google. And go on Twitter, check it out. And I just want to tell everybody it's been an awesome night. We're just so ecstatic. You know, we always bring in the hottest guests. And I just want to say God is so good because he has really opened up some doors. And we have so many positive people on the show. And it's so an inspiration just to talk to the people we had tonight. We began with Michael Keith of 112, and then we had on June Archer, M. Dot, and Buddha, and we just ended with Mama D, so it's been so awesome tonight, and actually, it's the day before a couple of days before my birthday. My birthday is Monday, and we will not be on next week because due to the fact of my birthday, but I'm just truly blessed, and I want to thank all the supporters. We've been getting so many calls, and so many listeners right now. My phone is going ham. I'm trying to talk to everybody, and the chat room is crazy right now.
And I got my L.A. people in the chat room, so it's going crazy. And I'm sorry I didn't get to get to some of the calls, but, you know, maybe when we do a follow-up show, you know, you maybe can talk as well. But we're winding things down here at the Nicki Rich Show. We're truly blessed that we have a platform that is open to all, everybody, a positive platform that's open to all. And that's what it's all about. If you want to be a part of the hottest radio show, all you got to do is email NickiRichShow@gmail.com. And also you can go to NickiRichShow.com that has all the information that you might need. And you can go there and listen to the Nicki Rich Show. And we're going to continue to bring in the hottest guest, guys. We have Sanders here at the Nicki Rich Show. And, you know, we're not just going to let anybody on the Nicki Rich Show. We always have a process, a submission process, that is. So you can always submit your information, submit your music, and we'll get back to you and we'll let you know, if you're going to be on the Nicki Rich Show. Because, like I said, we just don't let anybody on. But right now, we're going to go to one of our independent artist music, and this is Legacy the Truth, and we're going to end tonight. And I end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And it's your girl, Nicki Rich, and I want to say God bless.
She really calling.